PFT Media.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong,
fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power.
Episode 21 of The Devil's in the Details. Pedro Lima, Dan Perella, super producer Chris Crespo. Oh, we got air horns now.
Apparently we're offering drink specials.
Sing it, Freddie. Broadcasting live from the J.R.R. Martin. Is it J.R.R. Martin? J.J. Martin?
J.R.R. Martin.
It's J.R.R.
George R. Martin.
George R.
George
R. Martin.
George R. Martin.
G.R.R. Martin.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
G.R.R. Martin.
G.R.R. Martin.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling Studios.
LOL.
Correct.
LOL. LLC. PhD.
VIP.
Elemental P.
Elemental P. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
I can't do it. I hated kids that used to be able to do that.
Everybody can do the quack, and nobody can actually speak in that voice. Yeah. Everyone can do that, but nobody can actually like vocalize him, except obviously for the guy who does it.
I used to do the goofy when he falls down a cliff.
Oh, the da-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
But I can't do it now because, you know, I'm not 10.
I used to have so much range when I was a kid.
Yeah, dude, the talent if I would have harnessed that talent,
right? Did something with it.
I gotta bend that like that stupid yodel kid that got to perform in Coachella. You know what sucks? That idiot kid. And I'm sorry, you yokel. You show up at a Walmart with it's not even. Let's be honest, it's not even good yodeling.
No,
it's not good yodeling. But he's white enough to be cute,
right?
And get drafted to go to Ellen. And then all of a sudden he shows up in Coachella. And there's these bands that are working their asses off.
Yeah.
And this little asshole just show up in their Walmart and decides to do some bad yodeling.
Yo, you guys got to follow the yodel kid.
Yeah, no. Don't follow the yodel kid. Let's be honest. Just because you're a kid doesn't mean it's great stuff.
Nope.
You want to encourage it? Encourage it. But don't stunt him and be like, it's great. Is that the yodel kid texting already?
The yodel kid's
texting us already.
Yeah, cease and desist.
I feel evil saying that about crushing a kid's dream. But you're telling me that he's good enough to perform in a concert. You think he's going to improve at all?
Yeah.
No, his head's going to be like, oh, I'm in.
I already got this, yeah.
What'd you do? I yodel in front of Walmart. I made it to a stage in Coachella. It was me, Beyonce, Cardi B, and Eminem. Eminem closed for me.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Stupid yodel kid. You should have thrown a beer bottle at him. So disappointed at you, Coachella. They should have. No, for real. I don't care. How old is that kid? 10? You're garbage. Your yodeling is garbage.
I've heard good yodel.
And I listened to that clip on YouTube on Ellen, and that song is stupid. And I'm... You know, get that money and hopefully you go to a good school and you learn something other than farming.
Right. Whatever A&M you're going to go to.
I'm pretty sure you're going to grow up to be a great AC technician. Make
good money.
Or landscaping or whatever it is. You know, rooster raising or whatever it is.
Rooster raising. Rockadoodle.
Hell, biddle. Rockadoodle. Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, my God. Oh. See, you create this. It's okay to say, hey, good job, and right. Just let them go.
Yeah.
We don't need to make everybody a goddamn star.
No.
We don't.
Not everybody needs to be in front of that camera.
You think we do this podcast because we want to be on terrestrial radio?
Wait, we don't?
Wait.
No.
It's a dying star.
Yeah.
It's a dying star. We're exactly what we want to be. Just a couple hours. Just some release.
Yep.
That's all it is. It's a venting release.
And a little local press here and there. Yeah. A little local guy saying, yeah, good job. That's
You know what? My kid draws.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I'm not posting that garbage on, on Instagram. It's pretty good. It's impressive, the stuff he does. But I'm not going to go check out the masterwork. And that's pretty much it. That kid yodeling sucked, is my what kid, I'm trying to say. Let me be clear. I cannot be more clear about this. That yodeling sucked.
My two-year-old just stirred the macaroni and cheese in the pot.
Ooh, that's but that's different.
You know, Gordon, that's, if you want to give him a restaurant,
ooh,
go ahead.
Yeah. Can you post? Yeah, why don't you get a little Benedict's mac and cheese? Take a picture of it and tell Gordon to rate it.
Exactly,
there he'll rate it properly.
Yeah, he will.
Like, it looks like a dog chewed it and threw it up. But that, you know, Benedict's is stirring the pasta.
Stirring the pot, yeah.
That is it, that's pretty much like anointing. It's a passage, right?
Yes, in the Italianness, yes.
It's mac and cheese. Is mac and cheese really Italian?
No.
Once he makes his own sauce.
Yeah, once he makes his own scratch. Sauce. We'll get there.
Do you have him watch Goodfellas while he's stirring the sauce?
No, ooh, we haven't gotten
there. Yeah, what Italian movies do you make him watch?
Well, it's a good question, actually. I don't think we've watched any Italian movies.
You got it.
Well, you start with Goodfellas. And then
do you start with Goodfellas? You start with Godfather.
That is like starting from the mountaintop. You guys are killing me. I don't know.
You start with Pinocchio. He's a kid. You start with Pinocchio.
Monstro.
You start with Pinocchio?
You start with Pinocchio. He's a kid. That's the first Italian fairy tale.
Right. Me and Brianna sat down and watched Django Unchained.
Django.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just really wanted to watch.
Well, it's an important chapter
And she goes, "Dad, what you watching? Django Unchained." It's like, all right.
The older one. He'll sit and watch Walking Dead with Jessica.
Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's too good to watch Goodfellas.
No, the 2-year-old. I'm not doing Goodfellas yet.
He just watched Walking Dead.
No, the 6-year-old watches.
Oh, the 6-year-old.
The 6-year-old.
The 6-year-old's ready for Goodfellas. The 2-year-old. Yeah, to start the 2-year-old.
Not yet. He hasn't even had his first suit yet. I mean, once I get him his first suit. Then
I'm saying when they're making the sauces, when they're watching Goodfellas.
Not soup. Suit. He has to wear a suit.
Oh,
first.
The suit.
Once he gets his first tailored suit, then he can sit down like every Italian boy and watch Goodfellas.
You get a pinky ring.
You gotta give him his ring, right?
Yeah. I want to see him in a tiny suit.
You gotta have him in a suit.
But I know you're gonna put him. My suit, and you're gonna make him watch the Addams Family. I know you. You'll comb his hair like all the way, like that.
Can't resist the cost.
Bugsy Addams, or whatever it is.
No idea. It's been a regret for 2 years now. We missed the ball to make him Baby Pubert for Halloween.
Baby Pubert,
and
his name.
I kicked myself. I was like, we could have done this when he was an infant. Could have had the whole Baby Pubert, and I could have been Gomez. But that ship sailed, and I'm like,
regret.
Now I have to have another baby.
There you go. I get emotional when I talk about Raul. I know. I was like, it was in December. I was like, I should have made him.
Oh, dude,
I passed it. It was, I don't know.
It's funny because we were thinking about doing, because we never sent a Christmas card out.
Okay, yeah.
And we want to do one, but we don't want to do the traditional sweater stuff.
Right.
We're going to do the Addams Family.
That would be fantastic.
But I still got some weight to lose.
Jacob, lurch. What's going on here?
Why do you I can't be lurch because my wife is going to be Morticia.
Right. So Jacob's got to be Pugsley.
Jacob has the body of Pugsley.
He's really.
Brianna is dead on.
Oh, you're
Christina Ritchie Wednesday.
Brianna is totally awesome. Wednesday. Yeah, she was Wednesday like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Sam won't be in the picture.
You don't want to make her granny.
Can she be granny?
Or cousin it.
Yeah, we can do cousin it.
Yeah, just wear this.
Or a thing.
What's her name? That was the Munsters.
You think of Carolyn and the Munsters, right? Yeah. You think of the pretty blonde one. Yeah. No. Adams was straight up all
I could foolish. Be. We could do the Munsters. Oh, no, but then.
You could always do.
I could do the Munsters.
You could always do Samantha's hand, too.
Yeah.
And a box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Do thing, yeah.
Thing. Good.
I like there it. You go. Do Addams Family. Don't do Monsters.
TV heavy episode here today. Right. Do Addams Family. Netflix busted out the new Lost in Space. Anybody? Yes, breaking news. I think it's
that's what
four
you said.
Weeks.
You just jumped in like, Netflix, oh my God. That's so exciting.
3 weeks later. By the time this episode's aired, I saw the first episode.
Yeah. How is it? Because that movie took all the wind out of the movie, so space.
Like, epically bad.
Detached. The movie doesn't exist.
Okay.
It's like Rambo 3.
All right. The movie didn't happen. Because I like the old series.
The series was it was great, but...
Only because Dr. Smith.
Okay. But yeah.
Well, who's Dr. Smith in this one?
This would be the chick.
It's a lady, right?
What?
The chick from...
They gender swapped Dr. Smith. Oh my God,
what's her name? And I'm
is she still a coward though?
Oh, she's what's the movie with Christopher Guest, the dogs?
Best in Show. Catherine O'Hara.
No.
Parker Posey.
Which she plays like
a non-vampire.
A non. No, isn't that Faruka Balk?
She's a witch usually.
Whatever happens to that chick?
She was in Charmed, right? No.
She was in The Craft.
The Craft, yes. And she was also in The Return to Oz.
Your Return to Oz is the scariest thing in the world for a child.
And The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
With the great Val Kilmer.
The best Val Kilmer.
And Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando with a bucket on it, said a nice bucket.
Hi.
What was it that he told him?
I want two paychecks because I'm going to play the island, too.
Marlon Brando told Val Kilmer, don't let the paycheck.
Oh, what was it?
It was a quote that he pretty much said, don't let the paycheck think that you're at this high.
Oh, that he's getting paid so much that he's not at the same level.
Yeah, you ain't the same level.
Only reason Val Kilmer did that movie because he wanted to work with Marlon Brando.
Right.
Marlon Brando found out how many scenes he had with Val Kilmer. He's like, cut all those scenes. I don't want to work with this guy.
Give me the little midget.
He actually turned down Batman and Robin because he wanted to do the Island of
Dr. Moreau. And also because he could smell a stinker. At least in that terms, he knew. He jumped from one stinker to another.
Right.
There's a great documentary called Lost Souls that's all about the making of Island of Dr. Moreau and how the original director was fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and John Frankenheimer got brought on to make it, and he was just collecting a paycheck, and it's a great documentary.
So is that why Marlon Brando was so sour on it?
Part of the reason why he was so sour, and part of the reason why Val Kilmer was difficult to work with, and the original director was fired. He got someone to give him all the makeup, the animal makeup, and he hung out on set and, like, monitored the whole making of the movie incognito the entire time. Lost Souls. It's an crazy documentary. It's on Netflix.
But Lost in Space, you watch it, please remember 1970s or whatever the time that Lost in Space was there. Campy, kind of safe, you know.
Did they go extreme with this series?
Of course.
Oh,
this is not your dad's Lost in Space.
But it's still for our families, though, right? It's still,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. They do flashbacks and stuff like that, so that way you know what happened.
Okay. If Dr. Smith is not a coward, though, they've missed the whole point of Dr. Smith. She better not be capable.
Well, I don't know. I only saw episode one.
Okay.
And you could see that she is... Man, I don't want to spoil
it. A little hand-wringing.
It's not a spoiler if it's the first episode.
Yeah, and just plus we know who Dr. Smith is.
Go ahead and entice people.
But, okay, you watch the first episode and you'll be like, oh, shh. Okay. And then you'll be like, all right, this is...
Okay. Never fear, Dr. Smith is here.
You
used to love his bravado.
It's so great. I wish I knew more lines.
I know.
I'm drawing blanks.
Yeah, all right. Because he was always yelling at the robot, too. You clanking metal boats.
That's what it was.
Your collection of boats.
Will, my boy.
Yes.
What was his name? His name was Perkins? Something Perkins?
Who played Dr. Smith, the original one?
Tony Perkins? Anthony Perkins?
Anthony Perkins? No.
No, not Anthony Perkins. That's the psycho dude.
Yeah, the only Perkins I know.
Bill Perkins. Sam Perkins. No, Sam Perkins.
Slim Pickens.
From the last episode, we never figured out the name of Biff Tannen, which is...
Biff Tannen. We should one of these days do research.
Don't look that up. Don't look...
No. Research Smeesh. Guy Williams? Is that right?
No,
it's not that. No. Who are you talking about? Perkins?
No, my dear boy. No,
who plays Dr. Smith?
The original Smith from Lost in Space.
Jonathan Harris.
Yeah.
Jonathan Harris.
Yes!
Jonathan Harris?
Yes.
Jonathan Harris?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. I don't know. That character always clicked. Like,
great.
I just really enjoyed watching him on screen.
It's I think it was the first villain that people enjoyed.
It was because he had that. It was like it was the first Frasier kind of. He was like this Frasier character who really thought he was above it all, but totally wouldn't get his hands dirty.
Niles, right? How great would it have been if Frasier really? Well, Frasier sounded kind of weird, but.
Yeah, that mid-Atlantic thing going on.
Yeah, it was that kind of
fake British,
that upper upstate New York type of, or like that Hamptons old money.
I'm going to talk from the bottom of my jaw. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
And I got to find some shows because this year there's no Game of Thrones.
You got Westworld. Season 2?
I don't know, dude.
Legion Season 2 just started. You watching Legion?
No.
It's on FX. It's wild.
It's good?
Wild. It's so good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about the son of Professor X.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Kevin or something like that, yeah.
Kevin X.
David.
David. They call him David. David Xavier. You're right. Yeah. Kevin's a different one.
Okay.
And
Malcolm is a whole different one.
Right. They're halfway through Season 2 of Atlanta. That show's great.
Is it?
Yes.
I feel like people are just liking that show. It's just
great. It is stunningly good.
Okay, I gotta watch it.
It's wild.
I feel like they hype it up just because it's an alternative to everything that's out there, and it's like
no, because there's so much out there. It's amazing that it's cutting through the white noise, and it has to do that by being almost brilliant. It's I hate this because it's Donald Glover.
He's like Sean.
I like him, but like to Donald say Glover. That he's making something that is so amazing on top of that Awaken My Love album, which is just man.
Anybody excited for that solo movie?
I am, and there's only one reason I'm
into
though.
It.
Chewbacca origin.
I'm in it for the Lando scenes.
Really?
Glover, Glover, man. Come on.
I wish Lando had his own movie so I wouldn't have to watch Solo.
I want more Chewbacca stories.
You want the He already had one. He had a whole Christmas episode.
No. And again, throw that in the pile with Rambo 3 and Lost in Space.
Never happened.
And we do not speak about
that. Throw it in the river.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a lack of a better word, masturbation scene with Lady Chewbacca or something like that?
The Christmas special?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a dream.
It just did not. Even the Chewbacca's in that thing just looked weird.
Yeah.
It was low
weirdo,
budget.
Weird thing going on kinda there.
Like, you're not Chewbacca.
TV low budget stuff.
But yeah, I wasn't excited for Solo until I started seeing Lando in the trailers, and I'm like, all right, I'm in.
Oh.
It started featuring more and more Lando in the marketing.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted more Chewbacca's. I can't wait because by 2025, probably Chewbacca will have his own.
Chewbacca will have his own movie.
Chewbacca will
have
Star Wars
a
story.
We'll have an origin story on C-3PO's AI. And
that's already been. Yeah, that's that. The Phantom Menace. That stupid
Phantom Menace does Phantom show Menace. Them.
Darth Vader kid that they bullied out of Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah.
We should get we're gonna get a Palpatine movie about a young Palpatine turning to the dark side.
Darth Maul has a series coming
Darth Maul's shown up a couple times on those Cartoon Network series.
I don't know if it's
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn needs an origin. Everyone.
About those frog people that got killed in the beginning of the Menace.
The not Japanese?
The non Japanese.
Oh, we are the trade union. Oh.
How many stereotypes were stepped on in that movie?
Would
you like jinjin sauce? Jesus.
We have
ginger.
We have Yesamasa Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, or Jamaicans. Yes.
We have Angry Jew, who will not be bright.
Who owned a diner. Right. That was weird. Right?
You cannot. Your Jedi mind tricks don't work on my kind when it comes to prizes.
Yeah.
What the? How did this get past?
George.
It was worse than Michael Bay stereo bots.
That is weird. That is weird. How did George Lucas do that? That's so strange. Like, and he's not. Lucas ain't a racist.
Yeah, he just was just.
As far as we know.
We are evil the Japanese.
How many black people were in Indiana Jones?
Sean Connery had a tan in The Last Crusade. I spent some time in the sun, George. Is that bad?
There weren't even black people in Egypt, were there?
Well, I guess there were. Yeah, you have the Browns.
The Indian guy.
Raiders on Lost Ark. Yeah, the guy he shot.
Pokemon.
Well, I guess he that's the darkest guy. Yeah. Just
the Temple of Doom. Man, some people do not like the portrayal of Indians in that movie.
I liked Temple of Doom.
I love that movie.
I like the spectacle of it.
It may be an Saruman age of nostalgia thing for me, but I love Temple of Doom.
It
is wild.
Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones.
Oh, God, Short Round.
it even has my favorite John Williams score of all the Indiana Jones movies. That one.
Oh, the March of the Slave Children. Yes, fantastic.
It's a great theme. It's fantastic, actually. Yeah, exactly.
Look at you guys. I've never seen Crystal smile so hard.
Because it's a great theme, man.
Back to Temple Doom,
yeah, it really did, and also I made it play into my fear of snakes when he cuts into the snake and all the baby snakes come out.
Surprise.
Right around the same time, I was developing a serious snake phobia that persists.
Monkey brains.
Monkey brains is just silly. That's Jello, but the snake thing really got me. To this day, it still gets me.
So I'm just looking to fill in spots for Game of Thrones that we will not have in 2018. We have to wait 1 year.
So 2019, right? Nah, that's not bad.
NPR, because... And there's no books, because that...
somebody thought he had all the time in the world.
He did his whole thing about... He did an interview about how the Lady Stoneheart stuff.
Yeah.
What the one big thing that they changed in
the TV whining. Show. He's whining.
It's come across a little bit as like, oh, wish
you... You know what I've read about what it was supposed to be? I wouldn't have impressed me. I would have been like... And?
I mean, it would have been cool, but then I understand that there's dragons involved in this. And white zombies.
Right.
And wait, stuff like that. Dragula.
Right.
Dragula. More human than human.
We come for the icy lands!
Which I'm cool, cool with the dragons, cool with, the fact that I think that what makes the North that much more special is because of the coming back from the dead. And what makes, that guy, Tor and Brandon of the Light, a little bit more special. But if she came back, too, it would really...
Well, the guy gives up his thing.
His thing
to... Because he was tired of dying and being brought back to life. He gives it to her. And then she just became a badass.
I kind of like the whole dead is dead thing, though, for most of the normal people. And the fact that the Starks are down to the minimal numbers,
Yeah, the girls.
Yeah.
Just the girls and the bastard.
I just feel it would be out of place with the whole undead mom going around. Yeah, but who knows? We never saw it, so who knows?
And we talk about Game of Thrones because that's on the docket today in a weird way.
In a way. We're going to talk about the inspiration for the Game of Thrones, the War of the Roses.
George R.R. Fraud. Tin.
Was that my cue?
Yeah, let's play a little bit of that rose.
Oh, Theo.
Yeah.
Who was in Batman Forever.
Right.
The best soundtrack.
Yes.
Val Kilmer was in that movie.
He was on the
best thing about that movie was the soundtrack.
Absolutely.
From beginning to end, that soundtrack is banging.
Yeah.
Bodyguard number one.
Uh-huh.
This comes like a second on me. I don't... Top Gun probably number three.
Cut. Yeah, okay.
Footloose.
So the War of the Roses.
DC Cab soundtrack?
Beverly Hills Cop? I put Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, yeah,
DC. War of the Roses is a civil war.
The heat
happens.
Is on. That's the only song they had. Down the street. DC Cab had a couple of good songs.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Busey sang a song there. Okay, go ahead.
Get out of Gary Busey.
Gary Busey had a badass song.
Enough with that.
How dare you? This merch is new.
So the War of the Roses is a civil war that happened in England in the 1400s. And
so it's a real thing, War of the Roses?
Thing is the War of the Roses.
Why do you think it's just like a silly like George Miller movie or
something? It is a 30-year civil war.
Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
That's how Michael Douglas got throat cancer.
Right, exactly.
By eating Kathleen
Turner. It was right after the days of Wine and Roses came the War of the Roses.
Wine and Roses?
Right. And that was the before. Interesting stuff here. It's a 30-year on and off civil war. They're not fighting all 30 years.
Okay.
But eventually ends in 1485. So you're looking at about 1455 to 1485 here. What is he doing?
Hold on.
What? This is Gary Busey singing.
Is that what it says? All right.
And that's he singing his own song.
Nice.
And he is so coked out doing this movie.
Oh, I can tell.
It's so great. Oh, yeah. All right, that's that Gary Busey minute.
Good old All right. The Gary Busey. Oh, I don't have a drop for that. So War of the Roses.
War of the Roses is actually, it's a fallout of the Hundred Years' War that just ended in between France and England.
Right? Oh, it's a fallout.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So we're doing... Oh, okay. So we got to talk about that. This is going to be like a prequel episode. Yeah. This is going to be our own Star Wars.
Yeah, basically. This is the... Yeah,
we're going to start in episode 3.
We're going to do the sequel first. The yeah, then we'll do the prequel.
I like that.
Episode 4, A New Rose. Yes.
So the English lose the Hundred Years' War against France. In 1452, it's over.
Cowards.
Yeah, they lose everything. They lose all of their French holdings. And the blame goes on to the king at the time, Henry VI.
Ooh.
Okay, Henry Bolingbroke, as he was known as, Henry VI.
I like six better, Bolingbrokes.
Yeah, Bolingbroke, yeah.
Sounds intimidating, but it sounds kind of douchey.
Yeah. So there's a rivalry amongst the many cousins of the noble houses. All the nobles are sort of related by distant cousins by now through the intermarriage and such. So everyone's got a decent claim to the throne if they ever wanted to overthrow the king. It still has to be some kind of blood.
Okay.
Currently, the major ruling house has the last name of Plantagenet.
Excuse me?
Plantagenet.
God bless you.
That is the name of the ruling house of England and had been since the 1100s.
Lord Plantagenet.
Right, which is why most rulers don't go by their last
name. Duchess Plantagenet.
So they usually go by their titles.
Stupid last name.
Right, Plantagenet is just...
Terrible last name.
It's long. It's French in origin.
What was Lady Diana's last name?
She was a Spencer.
Okay, that's decent.
Oh, yeah.
Spencer's Gifts.
That's
the heir of the Spencer's Gifts throne. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Get your t-shirt.
And racy greeting cards.
So there's two rival houses of Plantagenet. The House of York and the House of Lancaster.
Oh, those two, York and Lancaster, dope. Plantagenet stinks.
They're both Plantagenets.
Oh.
But they're from different houses of Plantagenet.
Oh, okay.
Right.
York and Lancaster.
Right. And York is the upstart house. They've got the white rose. That's their symbol.
Okay.
Lancaster is the current ruling house. That's what Henry is part of. And their symbol is the red rose.
Red rose. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it gets named War of the Roses.
Because the reds versus the whites.
Right. The reds versus the whites. It's like the days of wine and roses.
Any blue roses in this thing?
No blue roses.
No blue roses.
No.
Yeah, they were just blue roses.
Just figured.
It's just some red and whites going at it.
All right.
So Henry is overthrown by a guy named Edward of York, and he will eventually become King Edward IV.
Okay.
All right.
Eddie York just steps up to the bat.
Right. And basically, you know, this is a huge, huge influence on George R. R. Martin here.
Okay.
The War of the Roses really is this whole Game of Thrones.
What?
Ooh.
So a lot of people...
George R. R. Fraud Martin.
You can link Edward IV really to Robert. Baratheon.
Robert Baratheon, okay.
Very similar to that. Held a rebellion, overthrew this established house, and then claimed himself as king.
Okay.
And just like Robert Baratheon, Edward IV was really good at conquering, not so good at ruling.
Okay, so he's good at... Okay.
Yeah. Right. And to keep the peace, he marries a woman by the name of Elizabeth from another family in order to unite the clans.
Okay.
Very similar to Cersei.
Was Cersei a Lancaster? I mean, Elizabeth a Lancaster?
Elizabeth is she's kind of a distant cousin of the Lancasters.
Okay.
Cersei
was the Lancaster.
But not really. She's a little bit... not enough to actually be called a Lancaster.
Okay. Like
that. But she is definitely very manipulative. They call her the White Queen. She does a lot of things in order to keep her husband in power.
Ooh.
Including is theorized plots against his younger brother George and has him executed because they think George is trying him for treason.
George is trying Edward for treason?
They try George for treason because they think George is plotting to take it away from the throne away from his brother.
Okay.
And a lot of people suspect Elizabeth was behind kind of getting him set up.
Oh, whispering in his ears.
Getting rid of all rivals away from, yeah.
You got this. George,
They always need someone whispering.
They all float down there.
They call that a whisper campaign.
They all float down
there. Like, hey, just do what we're going to say we're going to do.
We all float. Oh, what is it?
All right.
From it? Oh, no. Your kids should watch that movie.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Lost my place there. So it gets, you know, it's pretty bad. But he eventually, just like Robert, as time goes on, gets very fat and bloated and everything like that.
Eddie York gets Yorkie.
Gets very Yorkie. Has a little bit too many of the peppermint patties.
Porky Yorkie.
Exactly. But one of the things he wants to do in order to regain his title or keep his title is to make sure there are no more rivals to the throne.
Oh.
And systematically basically just executes all the Lancasters.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Gets just rid for of no them. Reason.
He tried to live with them, but after there was a rebellion by a man by one of his closest lords who was nicknamed the Kingmaker.
The Kingmaker?
Uh-huh.
He didn't have a name?
He was the Earl of Warwick was his full title.
That's a good last name.
Earl of Warwick. But his nickname was the Kingmaker because his army was considered the deciding factor in the rebellion.
Wow.
It's a pretty good nickname,
That's
too.
That's a great
nickname. He was the Kingmaker.
This guy's drowning in good names.
But he dies first. He's one of the first guys to get clipped.
Well, he starts a rebellion of his own. He gets clipped.
He's not that good.
They basically go about just killing all the Lancasters just in case.
So Fat York.
Right. Fat York of the White Rose.
Just starts clipping people off.
Yep. Cutting off all the Red Roses.
Kingmaker, no more.
Right. Right.
Plucks the petals away from the Lancaster.
Except,
ooh, how poetic. Ooh, he leaves one petal.
Except one who is technically not a Lancaster, so therefore doesn't have the name officially.
Okay.
Is able to be smuggled out by his mother over to France for a few years.
Ooh.
Right. And his name is Henry Tudor.
Ooh, like the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His name is Henry Tudor.
So he's in exile.
Right, he's in exile.
Does he go by Henry Tudor or does he have...
He goes by Henry Tudor.
Okay.
Slowly.
That's how he got out because his name is Henry Tudor, not Lancaster.
And he had enough time to get out of there as they were systematically taking out the more credible threats of the throne.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there we go. So we have this exiled noble across the sea building
Daenerys
an army.
Daenerys Tudor.
Right, right. And remember, his symbol is the
Dragons.
Red Rose.
Oh, the Red Rose, yes.
With red, fire.
Fire.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, so there we go there. Time goes on. Edward dies and leaves behind his two sons.
Okay.
The young princes who are supposed to inherit the throne.
Okay.
Edward V and his brother. And they are too young to take the throne, so they are put in charge of Edward's youngest brother, Richard. Richard's going to secure the boys and make sure that they're safe until it's time for them to become king.
Okay.
And so he puts them in the Tower of London for their safekeeping.
Is this Richard Longshanks?
No.
By any chance?
No. Longshanks.
No. The boys are never seen again.
Oh, damn.
The dramatic
gangster.
Plot twist.
And all hail King Richard III.
Oh, boy. Oh, I know that name.
Gangster Richard.
Yeah.
R3-D2.
Uh-huh. He just, nope. I want that crown.
I got that crown. Hey, kids, you like Chico Sticks and Nutella? Go up in the attic over there.
I love Nutella.
Yeah, got them lying, just had two snacks.
Right. So just, boop. Richard III.
Richard, where are the kids? Oh, no, they went up in the tower. They're not in the tower? What happened?
Now, he didn't execute the daughters.
Not the daughters.
Not the daughters. That's a very important thing that I just want to put out there. Okay. Not the daughters. It doesn't get executed.
How many kids did Yorkie?
About five or six.
Five kids? But the two boys.
Only two boys.
And three daughters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the oldest one is called Elizabeth, like her mother.
Okay.
It's very important to know this.
Okay.
So, time comes. 1485. Henry decides to invade with his army of mercenaries.
Where's he invading?
England, because he wants his birthright as King of England.
Oh, okay.
So Henry comes back from France. Henry Tudor comes back from France with his army of mercenaries across the sea to be battling the phony King, Richard III.
Bunch of Dothrakis.
Right. Mercenaries of all types, second sons and whatnot.
Ooh.
right?
Cell swords.
Mm-hmm. He basically has a bunch of cell swords. And he almost loses. If it wasn't for...
The dragons.
No. I wish.
Okay.
If it wasn't for some nobles who decided to turn on Richard on the last second...
Oh, backstabbing.
Oh, some Julius Caesar type stuff. And
seize the day for him, yeah. Wow.
Ed to Bartholomew.
Mm-hmm. And so...
Oh, more Game of Thrones music.
Richard dies...
A little bit. Just yeah. a little bit. Just I'll a touch.
Richard okay. dies at the Battle of Bosworth Fields.
Okay.
He tries
to go by a different name because that's a stupid name.
No, it's the Battle of Bosworth Fields.
Bosworth Fields.
Barry Boswick Fields, yeah.
Okay. Was it a good battle at least?
I mean, it's a pretty epic battle.
Okay.
And then Richard tries to flee and he gets away from the battle and he goes to like to a brook to like get something to drink. But there were like two knights who were lingering behind from the other side, so they just bludgeon him to death.
Oh, shit.
Like, yo, let's get the king.
Yo, what's this guy drink? Is he drinking water from the brook?
Is that the boiling brook? Take him out.
Like a baby deer. Like a doe. I'm doing Marissa. How will you like it if a prince or king just put in his little beak and just...
Doing my cousin Vinny on us.
And bam! Two knights just clobbered over its fucking head. Do you think it cares what it's wearing?
I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Right, of course. So Henry gets to become the king.
Okay.
And he calls himself Henry the Seventh.
Oh, so he just jumps, he gives himself another number.
Keeps consistent, yeah. Henry the Sixth was the last Henry the Seventh we're now.
Okay. So he didn't die, he just gave himself, I'm gonna give me another number.
Yep. I'm Henry the Seventh now.
I'm gonna take it up a notch. I'm seven.
Bing. Seven heaven.
This
baby.
One goes to ten.
There are still some Yorks left.
Oh.
He doesn't want to massacre them though.
Okay.
He's going to unite the houses, and he's going to marry Elizabeth of York, the oldest daughter of Edward. That way, there's no challenge to his line because their son is going to be both noble houses.
How old is this creep when he's pushing up on the other girl's
daughter? Oh, she's probably what you think, probably young 20s, you know.
Young 20s or 15s?
No, she's a little bit older.
Okay.
And he's probably in his 30s or so.
Okay, all right, so not that bad.
Isn't too bad with these two. And so the White Rose and the Red Rose merge.
Okay.
To create a new dynasty.
Pink Rose.
It's called the Tudor Rose. It's actually just red and white. They didn't merge the colors.
Okay.
So you see the red and the white rose together, it's a Tudor Rose. And again, if you... spoiler alert, I guess, but not really because I don't care.
Learn history, stupid.
Red is for... fire.
Uh-huh.
White is for
ice.
Snow. Yeah.
Snow.
Ice. Tale of Fire and Ice. So there you go.
Oh, snap.
Right. There you go. And the houses are united. Bam. No more claim to the throne.
Then this fat pastor with suspenders right? eating chicken wings, watching football games. And he's like, Fire and Ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story of Fire and Ice. You like that, whatever his wife's name, Mrs. Martin? Sure, Georgie!
Sarah Martin.
Sarah!
I wrote a new chapter.
That's nice, Georgie!
Here's another letter. Before Lord of the Rings is even written, before Game of Thrones is even written, there is a callback to the War of the Roses in another piece of literature, though.
Ooh.
It's Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
Do you remember the scene where the cards are painting the roses red because they planted the white roses by mistake?
Yes. And they're running around.
Wait, say that again? They're
painting the roses red because they planted the white roses by mistake.
Okay.
The House of York was the white rose. They were the ones who overthrew it for 30 years. And then Lancaster took back over the red rose.
Oh,
so the white rose was there by mistake. And the red rose was coming back.
Wow.
That whole thing is an allusion to the war.
That's a deep cut, man, right. For Lewis Carroll. He's like, I'm just going to throw in a War of the Roses reference.
That's the War of the Roses right in there.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. There are so many historical references to Alice in Wonderland that nobody gets because nobody understands English.
Now, was that in the book or in the movie? Because in the movie, remember, it's animated by a bunch of people on
LSD.
It's
in the book. Painting the Roses Red is in the book. But yeah, it's a whole callback to the War of the Roses.
That sounds like a whole other episode, too.
Right, yeah. So, there we go. We now have Henry Tudor, The Tudor dynasty establishes itself, and he is the rightful king of England, according to him, because he changes all the history books to make it so.
Henry VII.
Yeah, Henry VII.
And Elizabeth.
He's the king that nobody has heard of, even though he's the most important king in the early modern period.
Okay.
Because he has to make a bunch of drastic changes.
Like what?
Well, they fought a 100 years war, and then they fought a 30 years war. By the time he gets...
That's 130 years worth of war.
Wow. By the time he gets into the government and into power, the treasury is almost empty.
Double-check that math.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait, let me check. No, it's wrong.
He's like, where's the gold? Well, we spent it all.
130 years worth of war, yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, we're going to have to go thrifty on this. And he does. He really is like, he's one of these like, I realize at this point, I'm not going to be known as a king with big parties or great things. I'm going to be the king who has to be an accountant.
He's the austerity king.
And he does it. He cuts the army and the navy in half to save money.
Oh, wow.
All the palaces the summer palaces, the spring palaces, he's like, no, I'm going to live in one palace. All the other palaces, take all the artwork, all the furniture, sell them. I don't need him. I'm not going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Sells all that stuff.
Oh, man. This guy's doing Pawn Stars.
Like, he's like, get rid of that.
How much for this ottoman?
He had one royal outfit with silks and satin and gold rings and everything like that.
Liberace style.
Like a full kingly outfit. He only had one of those. And he only put it on when foreign dignitaries were coming.
Otherwise, he's just rocking his Liverpool jersey.
Otherwise, yeah, basically, you would see him in a normal, the equivalent of this blue jeans and a t-shirt every day, hanging out. He would have, basically, for meals, it would be just soup, bread, and a little bit of meat, except when foreign dignitaries came. Then the nice suit came.
And pudding.
The 16-course meals. Sure, we're living on the high hogging, and we're good.
Once
all the foreign people went away, he's like, back to poverty.
Well, you know what? At least he was, like, into the... I'm sure relative, but his own poverty, not like he was living fat
comfortably,
yeah.
But he's not extravagant.
Yes.
And by doing so, by the time of his death, there's 1.2 million pounds in the royal treasury, which roughly equates today to about $950 million.
Wow.
So going from practically nothing to within, he's in power from 1485 to he dies in about 1508. So about 20 years or so, he makes $1 billion.
Damn.
Just by saving money and not spending it on ridiculous
things.
Did you
say billions?
$1 billion.
Much like million?
A billion. B with a billion. B as a solid.
Saves up $1 billion by
back
just
then.
Cutting. Well, what would be $1 billion today?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's 1.2 million back then.
Okay.
Still great for his
thing. Of course.
And so he's the guy who's like, all right, everything's good. He's got two sons, Arthur and Henry.
Ooh.
He names the first one Arthur because
he pulled a sword out of stone.
Well, he wants people to think that.
Okay.
He's like, I'll have a King Arthur, and then everyone will be an Arthur. We'll be behind this king because he's got this myth behind him already.
Yeah.
I'll build that up. He's going to wed off his oldest son, Arthur, to a Spanish princess named Catherine of Aragon.
Arthur?
Arthur will marry Catherine.
And the other one?
And that, well, the other one he doesn't give a shit about.
Okay.
He really doesn't.
To the top of the tower to you.
He's kind of the playboy. He's his off, you know, he does second son stuff. Like, let the older gun.
His seed.
Elocution lessons, and he's got, you know, all this stuff. The younger one is the athlete. He's the popular musician. He's the tennis player. He's going around with all the chicks. He's doing his thing.
The other one's studying war and
learning how to be a king.
Okay.
He marries a Spanish princess because that was all part
Simba.
Of Henry's. That was all part of Henry's plan because he was already cut the army and the navy.
Okay.
And the reason he did that is like, well, why should I defend myself when I could just marry into the most powerful empire in Europe and have them protect me? And that's what the marriage was all about. Spain can protect us now that I've married into their royal family with my son Arthur. Everything's all set. England's on its way to rock stardom because of Henry VII.
Okay.
And then Arthur dies of tuberculosis.
No!
No! You didn't get him vaccinated, stupid! Was Duchess McCarthy against this?
Tuberculosis was the king killer back then. It really was.
Yes. Well, you killed a kingmaker 5 minutes into the story.
And there goes all his hopes right down the drain.
And now you gotta condition the stupid tennis player that's just swinging his dick around.
Yeah, basically now Justin Bieber is your next king.
Oh, he got a neck tattoo and everything.
Oh, he's just like straight
dirty
up.
Dirty stash.
Yep.
Yeah. What's up, Daddy-O?
And so we get Henry VIII. Oh, that's him! This is the shithead son. It's Henry VIII.
That's his song he recorded.
Yes, that's him.
It's his one hit.
That's it. One hit wonder.
When you got money, you can go into those little studios in Birmingham. And
that's true. In Liverpool.
Right. So Henry was not meant to rule.
No, yeah, of course.
He's 18 years old when his father dies. So now, the father had one condition, though. He was able to write it into the will and
Don't touch my records.
He said, if you are going to become king, the one law I've passed is that you have to keep the Spanish alliance going. In other words, you got to marry your brother's widow.
Okay.
So you marry Catherine, keep the alliance, and then I will remove any legal paperwork to block you from becoming king.
What does stupid do?
He does it.
Oh, okay.
Because he wants to be king.
Okay.
Sure. And then father dies in 1508, 1509. Henry VIII takes over. You are an 18-year-old. And nobody can tell you what to do. And you've just inherited $1 billion.
Unlimited power.
The money is gone in 10 years.
Shut up. Shut up.
He blows it all.
What the hell do you blow it on?
It was called...
Porsches.
The biggest that he did war. He went to war against France for the Pope because he wanted to be a military hero, and so he fought the Battle of the Spurs. It was called, and the Pope called him Defender of the Faith. And then he wanted to make nice with the French, and so he put up this week-long festival called the Field
Coachella.
Of the Cloth of Gold. It might as well have been
Coachella.
All of the tents were made with golden thread.
Queen Beatrice.
It was weeks. It was just a week straight of jousting tournaments and wrestling tournaments and everything.
What?
With tents made of golden thread.
So this guy did the original Woodstock, Coachella, Fireman. Jeez.
He did what the Fire Festival was supposed to be.
Did the Rolling Stones play in this thing?
It might as well have. They were around at the time.
Jeez.
Who did security?
the Hell's Angels.
Hell's Angels, right? Oof,
not a good sign. If your main security detail is just wearing leather vests, not a good sign. Not a good sign.
And so Henry VIII becomes one of the most famous kings in history.
Wow.
Obviously because of the wife thing, but it really is.
Did the Spaniards...
Because he's so incompetent.
Did the Spaniards cover for him a little bit or no?
I mean, Catherine's got some money, yeah.
Yeah, so what was the Spanish alliance good for?
But yeah, in 10 years, he blows it all. He just, everything dad worked for. And dad knew. He was so unhappy that his second son was taking over.
The wrong side died.
His last words.
It just buries him. And disappears. Stupid boy. Stupid, stupid boy.
So that's how this Tudor dynasty gets started. And I don't want to go into Henry VIII because that he himself is an entire lecture.
Okay,
altogether.
Give me some more Game of Thrones references that George R. R. Martin stole.
Oh wow!
Because from my understand, the Red Wedding, and if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, you're a stupid idiot because it's been on for like 9 years.
Right.
But the Red Wedding. If I'm not mistaken, is taken from an Irish or.
Right. I believe in order to stop an Irish uprising, there was a, basically a, what's the city? I can't remember. It's not Dublin. It's the other one.
Edinburgh.
That's Scotland.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Did you say Cork?
That's the county. Yeah.
Dublin.
Or is
Ulster. Ulster, I think.
I was going to say maybe. Worse than Lizzie. From.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm probably getting it horribly wrong. Yeah. But yeah, there's a plot then to take out the Irish Rebellion. You have assassinations of all kinds as far as poisoning goes. In fact, the War of the Roses was a little bit more brutal than the Game of Thrones that we think of. It was definitely
poison is a woman's weapon.
Right. It was definitely a little bit more.
Who's the dude that beheaded all the chicks? Or is that Henry?
That's Henry VIII. Henry. You get to Henry VIII.
Henry VIII?
That's Henry VIII, too.
Shut up.
Like I said, he's not dad's choice.
Oh.
He is definitely.
Oh, I want some more.
Henry VIII is the reason why married couples sleep in the same bed, right? Isn't he the one who
combined? No, that's the Flintstones. Flintstones season one started in separate
beds. A lot
beds.
Of them did, yeah. Back then, also, you had to have witnesses when you were with your wife. That way they knew that the child was yours later on.
Instead of DNA
you had to have witnesses to consummate the marriage.
All right.
So on your wedding night, you basically...
first porn.
A bunch of trusted nobles on your wedding night would take you and the wife into the honeymoon chamber, and they would just stand there and watch
it's
you
like
do
Peter
it on
Sellers.
Your honeymoon.
It's like, yes, I like to watch.
Yeah, it was weird back then, man. Like, really weird. You know?
You doing Macho Man voice?
Really weird.
Really, really weird, brother.
Are you going to consummate this marriage or what?
Yeah. On the table in the honeymoon suite. I don't care. Could be anywhere. Yeah.
Are they giving like tips? It's like, grab her ankle.
Do it up there. Hey. I'll tell you the right position. Yeah. It's not complicated.
Oh, I miss Macho Man.
I know.
Macho Man sex expert.
That'll be a new segment on the show.
Yeah.
I'm here for all your requests, all your questions. Don't worry, Randy Savage is got you.
What's a good romantic idea for my first date, Macho Man?
Well, you're going to take her out. And you got to pay for everything. You don't want to be a cheapskate. Yeah. That's not nice. And so then good. Someone like Hogan can come and pick him up.
I'm like a little boy. I'm like, it's back. If we found something to get Macho Man. I don't care if he's dead.
It doesn't matter.
We're bringing him back.
Yeah.
Ghost Macho Man.
Oh, love the Macho Man dude. Seances.
We used to do Macho Man movie review.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
David Bowie. Then it came David Bowie.
David Bowie pitching. Just came for whatever.
Kept pitching Gremlins 3. Yeah. I know, remaking Gremlins, but the only one he wanted to remake was Gremlins 2. My God, we had so many stupid ideas.
We had Fedor. Inco, who just talked about snow shoveling. Or who's a snow farmer.
Snow farmer and Teen Wolf on the DVD.
Teen Wolf on DVD.
Oh, man.
Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau character. Who would just observe things.
So. Oh, man. I wish Ryan would keep all those. I'm pretty sure if I ask him, he can dig them up or something. It's one of those first Apple computers out there. What are we at, Crespo?
53?
No, yeah, 53? That's good. That's and then good we'll do Henry another time.
Sounds like we have to.
That sounds like we have to. But next month, obviously, we're going to be in May by the time the next podcast comes out.
Yeah, what do we got? Yep. What do we got?
Oh, we're going to do some Mexican history.
Mexican?
It's only right with Cinco de Mayo coming up. We got to get a little bit of Mexican history. Continue our Latin America extravaganza. And then we'll do a little Florida history as well.
Yeah.
That we've been talking about. We're finally going to get that Florida history.
Continues our Mexican history.
Right? And then move over there. Yeah. So we've got two fun shows planned next time, and then you know we've got so many part twos that we can always fill out.
If we actually have a lot of part twos, we have
the whole next year can just be part twos.
Yeah. Do you have a list of part twos? Give me.
I'll have to go into it.
Give me
and,
Kiss by the Rose. I'll do this.
You want to do a Kiss by the Rose?
Yeah.
All right, you got it.
Do this by Kiss by the Rose. Let's do the recap on this. This is Crespo's favorite part.
The paper ASMR.
The crinkle.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Can I get devil voice on this?
Devil voice?
Yeah. Let's get the commissioner.
Ooh, yes. Down here in hell with the devil. Ooh, it's the Macho Man and the devil. Thank you guys for listening to my sons, Dead Pearl and Pedro Lima. Bringing whatever they think they know. Well, Dan knows no Pedro than no crap. He just throws in, hey, Seal, can you bring it down a little bit? If you don't mind. I know you're a great singer, I appreciate it, but the Lord of Darkness is speaking now. Hey, follow my kids on The Devil's Deeds on Twitter. Feel free to participate and send your comments, concerns, questions, whatever it is that might be tinkling in the back of your head.
you know, agendas, evil plans, whatever. Yeah, we'll take Devils in the Details Show at gmail.com. Follow them on Facebook on PFT Media, the Lord and Savior of all media. This show is also available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, also on Spotify, and wherever podcasts are sold or summoned. Please share, rate, and review this on any Apple, whatever thing it is. I don't even know.
Apple Podcasts.
Feel free. That's Lucifer Jr., who you listen to in the background. We're talking about Henry VIII. I got Lucifer the second. But yeah, feel free to rate and review. They need some self-esteem issues like we brought up in the last time. And if you don't have a computer or anything like that, a Ouija board would also do it. Red candles is preferred. Non-scented, of course. But if you do go with scented, honeysuckle.
This has been... Oh no, I hate this voice! I hate this voice! God damn it! This has been episode 21. I can't even do this voice!
This is so
it makes me do the voice!
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm doing the voice, or... That's the part that sucks! The devil voice gives me like manhood. This man makes me talk like a bitch! Anyway, this has been Devils in the Details, episode 21, Pedro Lima, Rican Gorilla, on Twitter, Dan Perella, Dan Pete Comedy on Twitter,
Chris Cresta. What is this? Intergalactic?
No, this is too, no,
this is awesome.
Oh, this is garbage, no, give me another one. Then we got Chris Cresta. Too much reverb.
Am I in space? Ooh, what is this? Oh, am I back? Am I back? Am I back? Am I back? I'm back. I'm back, you bastards. Follow Pedro Lima at Rican Gorilla on Twitter.com. Dan Pete Comedy, that's Dan Perella's handle on Twitter.com. Crespo Diso, that would be for Chris Crespo. Follow the shows that are lovely here on the PFT Media compound. That includes Cinema Crespo Diso, Orlando Tenions, Simon Time Trivia, the Bear, Poking the Bear, Tidbits, Scotch and Good Conversation, nice. Orlando Opinions, State of the Beer Union, What the Fuzz, Lady Raptastic. Did I hit them all? God nice. Damn it, I did it. I told you I would do this, and I needed the devil voice to know who I only become stronger when I bring this. And this has been episode 21.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Bitch!
I want recordings of all the other shows at the end to see how well they do with the lists.
I mean, do they other shows do the list?
Some of them, Simon Time likes to do the list.
Does he do the list?
Yeah, he likes to do the list. Well, we can't beat Simon.
A PFT Media production.